This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. In many jobs, workers get dirty from sweat, grime, dirt, grease, and oil. I remember a factory job I had years ago where I had to use diesel fuel to clean out a machine for maintenance. I longed to get home at the end of the day to shower with some strong soap to remove the filth. How good it felt to be completely clean afterward. The Bible uses similar verbal images to describe the filth and grime in our souls that are contaminated with the dirt of sin and rebellion against God. The topic on the broadcast today is how to get thoroughly clean on the inside. First, I need a word with my Heavenly Father. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at godquestions.org. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at www.visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the main page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. Search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Wash, cleanse yourselves, remove your sinful deeds from my sight. Stop sinning, learn to do what is right. Promote justice, give the oppressed reason to celebrate, take up the cause of the orphan, defend the rights of the widow. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. Those words are from the Old Testament of the Bible, in Isaiah chapter 1. James chapter 4 in the New Testament says this, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and make your hearts pure, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, weep. Turn your laughter into mourning, and your joy into despair. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you." Another related Bible portion on a comparison of physical cleanliness to spiritual or moral cleanliness is this in John chapter 13. Just before the Passover feast, Jesus knew that his time had come to depart from this world to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now loved them to the very end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot that he should betray Jesus. Because Jesus knew that the Father had handed all things over to him, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, he got up from the meal, removed his outer clothes, took a towel, and tied it around himself. He poured water into the wash basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples and to dry them with the towel he had wrapped around himself. Then he came to Simon Peter. Peter said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not understand what I am doing now, but you will understand after these things." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus replied, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus replied, "The one who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you, disciples, are clean, but not every one of you." For Jesus knew the one who was going to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not every one of you is clean." When the Bible speaks of our sins being washed away, it means we are forgiven. For those of us who have received the forgiveness of God through faith in the saving power of Jesus Christ, our sins, which had defiled us, are gone. By the grace of God through Christ, we are no longer spiritually corrupt. We stand justified before God. Have you done this? Have you repented of your sins, which appear as moral filth to God, and by faith in the redemption of Jesus, had your sins washed away? The concept of having our sins washed away is first introduced in the Old Testament. When God gave instructions for consecrating the Levites, He said, "Thus you shall do to them to cleanse them, sprinkle the water of purification upon them, and let them go with a razor over all their body, and wash their clothes and cleanse themselves." Numbers 8:7. Isaiah 1:16 commands the rebellious people to wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes, cease to do evil. God often used physical illustrations to help us understand spiritual truths. We understand that washing with water makes us physically clean, so the Bible takes that concept and applies it to our spiritual state. Throughout the Old Testament, God commanded people to purify themselves by following rigorous instructions about sacrifices, ritualistic bathing, and types of clothing to wear. From ancient times, the people of God understood that sin makes us dirty, and dirty people are unworthy to enter into the presence of the Lord. The Bible makes it clear that every human being is born into this world as a sinner, Romans 3:23. That sin makes us ceremonially unclean and unfit to enter into the presence of God. The blood of Christ is what washes our sins away, 1 John 1:7, 1 Peter 1:19. Hebrews 9 contrasts the old methods of cleansing with the new covenant that came through Jesus Christ. Jesus came to earth to establish a new way of being made right with God. Hebrews 9:13-14 says, "The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more, then, will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?" When we, through faith, apply the blood of Jesus to our unclean souls, God pronounces us clean, see Titus 2:14 and 3:5. He washes our sins away, as it were. He places our sin debt upon His own Son and declares us righteous in His sight, Colossians 2:14, 2 Corinthians 5:21. So it is with us. Our sins are washed away the moment we place our faith and trust in the saving work of Jesus on our behalf, Acts 2:21. Over time, we grow to know and love our Father, assimilate into our Christian family, and become in practice what we have already been declared to be in position, 2 Peter 3:18, 1 John 3:3. The joy of the Christian life is that even though we are not perfect, we can live every moment with the confidence that our sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus and we have been pronounced clean by the final judge. When King David prays, "Create in me a clean heart," he is asking God for forgiveness. The subtitle to Psalm 51 clarifies the situation. A Psalm of David, when the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. When David was through trying to hide his sin, he confessed it freely. Psalm 51 is that confession and a plea for forgiveness. His request, "Create in me a clean heart," is simply another way of asking for forgiveness and spiritual cleansing. Psalm 51 is filled with poetic descriptions of forgiveness and cleansing. Here are some excerpts of Psalm 51. "Have mercy on me, O God, because of your loyal love, because of your great compassion. Wipe away my rebellious acts. Wash away my wrongdoing. Cleanse me of my sin, for I am aware of my rebellious acts. I am forever conscious of my sin. Wipe away all my guilt. Create for me a pure heart, O God. Renew a resolute spirit within me." Even though David suffered consequences for his sin, which are outlined in 2 Samuel 12, he was forgiven and restored to spiritual fellowship with God. Psalm 32 tells of the great relief David felt when he confessed, and in this psalm he encourages others to confess their sins as well. How blessed is the one whose rebellious acts are forgiven, whose sin is pardoned. How blessed is the one whose wrongdoing the Lord does not punish, in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I refused to confess my sin, my whole body wasted away, while I groaned in pain all day long. For day and night you tormented me. You tried to destroy me in the intense heat of summer. Then I confessed my sin. I no longer covered up my wrongdoing. I said, I will confess my rebellious acts to the Lord. And then you forgave my sins. Paul uses Psalm 32 as an example of salvation apart from works, Romans 4, 6-8. David was forgiven, not because of any works he did to earn forgiveness, but simply because he asked in faith. Because of the sacrifice of Christ, any sinner can ask God for forgiveness, that is, for a clean heart, and he will receive it. The Apostle John also tells us, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins, and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, 8-9. In spite of all that David did and all that we do, God is willing to forgive because Jesus paid the penalty that we deserve. No matter how morally dirty a person is, God can create in you a clean heart, if you are willing. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ World so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa, and this is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as shortwave radio. Our website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at www.visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. Search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Matthew 15, 17-20, in the words of Jesus. Why do you not understand that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach, then passes out into the sewer? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these things defile a person. For out of the heart come evil ideas, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are the things that defile a person.